Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. It's Miss Melanie here on Two and Impossible with Rashawn. How are you today?
I'm all right.
That's good. We are in the month of October. Happy coming out day. It is October 11th as we are recording this. So it's coming out day. So for all of you who have come out and all of you who are thinking about it, today is your day, and we commend those of you who have taken that step to tell your loved ones your true self. I know that's hard for some people, but we commend you for doing so and living your best life. Oh, well, September was a month. It was an absolute month, but it is now October. And we are ever closer to rounding out this crazy, crazy year. I feel like September was short and long at the same time. Like, it went by quickly, but also it was like a whole year in itself.
Yeah. September, you have the craziness of Republican Party catching COVID.
I mean, it wasn't the whole party, but a lot of people definitely did get it. I mean, there was definitely a kickoff event that caused a lot of people in the specific circle to get it. Yes, but I think that ran its course, and there, I don't know the way that they spun it. I don't know. It definitely was an interesting week last week.
I mean, we still have heard from certain people. They've been out the public eye recently, so it's more of like, oh, they probably have it, but they don't want to say anything.
You know, I mean, at this point, we aren't getting all of the facts, and we know that we aren't. So, I mean, I don't know. You can't really put a lot of stock in a lot of things, unfortunately, these days. And the one thing that concerns me the most is the fact that the COVID numbers are going up in a lot of major cities. And so that's really concerning. So I behoove everyone to continue to take their health and safety seriously. Wash your hands, wear your masks, take social distancing seriously. But, you know, we can't control people. People want to live their lives. No one wants to continue to live in a state of whatever. But all I can say to people is try to stay safe. I mean, flu season's coming. Perhaps with the colder weather, maybe people will stay safer, but I don't know. I'm really concerned, though.
Yeah, I am too.
But on a lighter note, the boys finished out their season Friday. That show was amazing. Did you watch? Yeah. Did you finish it?
Of course I did.
I mean, that's not of course. You missed things. Spoiler alert for those of you who have not completed this season. I am so happy that Stormfront got her living butt beat by all three of the girls from the seven. Oh, and what's her face? Kimoko. I love that.
Kimiko.
I love that scene so much. Them stomping her out was probably the best thing I've seen in a while.
Girls get it done.
That was like the absolute best. Like them stomping her out. I mean, she just couldn't even. And I was so happy to see Maeve coming because I really thought Maeve was not going to show up. But that was amazing. It was so good.
I just like that she got Vader'd.
Oh, yeah. I'm really happy that Butcher kept his word to his wife, but I was really sad that she got killed. But I mean, I think that that's good because she was a liability.
What do you mean she's a liability?
No, I mean a liability
CIA, like him. I mean like
no, I mean like she takes. I mean if he got her, he wouldn't have to do it. Like he would have no impetus to continue to fight. Like I feel like I don't know. He wouldn't. I feel like he would just retire and not do anything. We need him to continue to want to. I don't know. Do stuff.
Almost like everyone's kind of all retired right now. Like, yeah, Frenchie and Kimiko off on their own. You have Mother's Milk going back to his wife and child. You got Huey, trying to join the campaign trail. That's gonna be fun there.
I like that they did that because it's I mean I feel like they had to do that because it so how kind of like how you had Starlight as an insider to the Seven. Now you're gonna have Huey as an insider to that congressperson, I guess the AOC stand-in, who now we know that she's the villain for season three, I guess. So now he's going to be the person who has the insider information or whatever she's doing. That was I would listen. I didn't like her from the beginning, but I didn't think she was the one popping people's heads. So that was a surprise. I was like, "Oh, of all the people, I didn't think it was her. I knew I didn't like her." I don't know why I didn't like her. I didn't like her. I think because she was an AOC stand-in. But I mean, I think because she was just like an upstart and I didn't understand why she was there, why she was becoming so prominent. I just didn't like something about her was just weird. But like for her to be the one who was like, I need to understand what her motivations are, like I'm confused. But when she popped the head of the guy at the head of the church, that was a lot.
I already have my theories. I already probably know what happened anyway. But she's definitely working for us, Mr. Egger. 100%. And he's gonna be the one feeding her money, feeding her new special task force with Mallory and possibly Butcher, because he's definitely gonna join the team. And basically, they're gonna be funding taking down super terrorists, and basically kind of working for Vought indirectly without knowing it.
Be like a shield Cobra Hydra situation. That
Hydra thing,
sucks.
yeah.
I don't like any of that. That sounds dumb. I need to know if Black Noir is gonna get better or if we're done with him.
No, he's gonna get better. He's definitely gonna get better. And I can't wait to see what happens when they bring back Stormfront.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. I kind of want to be done with her, but obviously she's going to come back as a villain of some sort. I want to know what happened to the girl who left the facility, who just like kills people by like crushing them and turning them into mush. Like she, I'm terrified of.
I'm not really that terrified of her. Because she basically doesn't fuck with Vought. So I'm like, okay, so if she doesn't mess with Vought, that's good. She's not like she's killing
Yes, she,
random
what do you mean
people. She
she's
killed
not? Oh, what do
people
you
that
mean
were
she's not
held her.
killing random people?
She's killing people that held her captive.
I don't think that that kind of power should just be allowed to walk around freely, but whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, like, she didn't choose this. They took her and they injected her. So, I mean, it's not her fault she has that power. It's just the card she got dealt with because of Compound V.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, she could end up being a very nice person and it wasn't her fault. Kind of like how Kimiko is. It's not her fault she has Compound V in her system,
Yo,
or Kimiko's
when
brother had it, and
Kamiko came back, like when she readjusted her neck, that made me so happy. That was really good.
I felt like she, yeah, I felt like the only way to really kill her
She,
would be to
yeah,
sever her
she's
head
a
completely.
Deadpool. I think we knew that already, though. Kind of.
Because how Black Noir fought her and cut her, sliced her up, and she
Yeah.
just healed.
I didn't know to the extent though, but I oh also what's his name? Kevin, not Kevin. What's the name of the little kid? What is the name of store Homelander's son? Oh gosh. Brian, Kevin.
I
Is
think
it
it's
Brian
Brian.
or whatever?
It
I don't
might be
remember,
Brian.
But anyways, he is not his dad. Ryan is Ryan. Ryan is not his dad. And I think he's way powerful. I think he's way more powerful than his dad.
Probably, but I mean, the only thing that I have to say is that was it really weird that I started feeling bad for Homelander at points?
I definitely felt bad for him because he definitely was in love with what's her face, and he didn't have a childhood, and he's definitely a psychopath. So I don't feel bad for him in that case, but he was grown into that, but he still is crazy and evil. But it's not completely his fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault, but I'm talking about, like, when he was with Ryan, like, those moments I'm like, he's actually trying to be a father and actually understand his child, that trying to help his kid not be the same way he went through it, growing up in a lab and everything. He's like, him and Becca did have that one thing, is like, they want the best for their son. But, like, in order to, like, kind of raise him better than how Homelander was raised, and better than the way that Becca was raising him by herself, and no other interactions with anyone else, no other kids, nothing else like that. So it was kind of interesting seeing, like, okay, this is understanding. And also, he didn't go full Nazi when Stormfront bring up white genocide. He was like, oh, she is crazy, crazy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He looked at her like, oh, wait, that's not... He definitely gave her the side eye and was confused. Like, I don't think he understood all about her, but I think he was getting there. And I think he's not fully understanding just how deep she goes. But I think as she showed him the truth, he was like, oh, wait a minute. but now she's what she is. I think that she, I think he's gonna, you know, he realizes what he stepped into. And he feels betrayed, I think. And he doesn't like that feeling. Like, that's happened to him, like, keeps happening to him. So yeah, I mean, I can understand you feeling bad for him. He's still crazy, he's still a psychopath.
Yeah, it was just for that moment. But I also love Anthony Starr. He is amazing. If you ever get a chance, you should watch his other show that he had on Cinemax, Banshee. 4 seasons. He's great in it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed The Boys. I'm glad. Like, I'm just really happy that Stormfront got her comeuppance. It really just made me happy. I need more of Mr. Edgar in season 3. He's probably the best villain of the show. When he sat in the restaurant talking to Butcher about how the fact that he didn't like Stormfront, but she was good for business, so, you know, even though she hated him because he was black, you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles, because we got to get these stock prices up. I was like, that's real. that is how life works. I also enjoyed what's the name of the church? Like the collective, and how that kind of mirrors like Scientology or any of those other like cult type things where, sorry, for those of you who don't think Scientology is cult, but you know, those other groups that, you know, use religion or use types of belief to coerce people into giving up their money and their status to use them, because look what they did to the Arrow guy. Like, that was awful. And the Deep is so dumb. Mm-hmm. The Deep is so, I don't like him, because he just flows wherever the water takes him, and it's just, he's so fake, and it's so sad. Like, he really shouldn't have married that lady. Like, that's unfortunate for him.
Yeah. I was like, should I feel bad for Deep? I'm like, no, he's a... I was like, no, because he was almost back into the seven, and A-Train would
Yes.
have got
Yep.
screwed over.
A-Train. I'm really so A-Train made me mad. A-Train does make me mad, but at least A-Train is smarter than I thought he was at first. I mean, all A-Train wants is to just make money because he came from nothing in wherever he's from, I think Detroit or Chicago. Chicago, I think. You know what I mean? So he this is all he has. But he's at least smart enough to know how to play the game. And he's fast. You know what I mean? Like he got, I mean, I was like, how did he get in the car? How did he get in the car?
I like that. Yeah, I like that he, like, I think it was basically cut. It was maybe like a mind over matter thing with him, and he kind of fixed his health issues because I was like, oh, he has his speed back.
I
He's back
don't
to
think he's
normal.
back to normal. That can't, you can't just fix your heart like that.
We don't know what superheroes can
I
heal
don't
from like
think
that.
I don't think his
We
heart is
really
fixed. I
don't.
don't. I really don't. But he's back in the seven,
I
yes.
mean.
But I don't think his heart is fixed.
I mean, like, look at like when he had his leg broken, and that, and he was like already moving trains within like
I
a
don't think
week.
his heart. I don't think his heart
I
is
was like,
fixed. But we'll see. We will see. I mean, I'm really glad that he's back in the seven because we need a black person. You know what's missing from this show? Where are the black women? There've been no black women on this show, except for the
not really.
one. Jaleesa was there to be because to explain. to explain what happened to her brother because and show us what happened to Liberty.
Yeah, and we only saw Mother's
One
Milk's
time.
wife
Yeah.
last
Right,
season.
and that was last season.
Yeah.
So where are the black women on this show?
I don't know. Hopefully we get some more next season. I cannot wait until was it a Soldier Boy shows up?
Yeah. Yes. That is going to be interesting. Yeah. So season three is going to be interesting. All right. So tonight is the penultimate episode of Lovecraft.
I believe
Because
so.
there's 10, right?
Yeah, it should be
So
10
this
next
is the
season.
ninth episode. Last week was a lot for me. Because young
Yeah.
women, black women specifically, but young women, black women in general, young black women specifically do not get protected. And seeing the have to deal with all she had to deal with last week was a lot for me. But it was an interesting episode. I have no idea what's gonna happen this episode because I actually didn't watch the preview this time. But I don't know. How are they gonna wrap this up? I mean, because are there is there another season or is
Don't
this just
know.
like self-contained show?
I feel like it's gonna be
You
another
think
season.
so? What are they gonna do?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of Lovecraftian stuff they could
I'm
probably
sure.
do. I don't feel like it's, I mean, I just feel like it's a lot, so they can do a couple different things. It just all depends on where they want to take the story.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I'm still kind of upset with
Why are you
Delilah.
mad at her for what?
She left her daughter.
How could she have taken her?
She could have went
She
back.
did go back. The lady in the sky said, "You can stay here or you can leave." And she said, "I need to go back for my daughter." That's legit what she said. The fact that she's not back yet, we don't know why that is. So what are you saying?
I hope she shows up at like maybe like the last episode or
She
something.
definitely said she was going to go back for her daughter, so I don't know why you're mad at her. She's coming back. We just don't know why it's taking so long. I mean, obviously, she can't come back through the machine because Tick broke it. So that's not her fault. Tick broke the machine. And if so, if she was trying to come back through the portal, that doesn't work. So she has to come back another way. So, I mean, it's Tick's fault, if anything. But I'm sure there are other portals.
I mean, she could have just
what?
Accepted her husband's death, not going stupid.
Are you serious right now?
What?
Wow. What? Okay. So you're offered the opportunity to explore universes and you instead go, no, I'm going to go back home. Like that's legit what you would say? That's legit. I'm asking you specifically. Here's the whole world to explore.
I'm not leaving my kid.
Good to know.
I'm not leaving my kid. I'm like, if I'm married and my significant other is dead now, my whole life will be that child, and that's it. Make sure that child is fine, not doing stupid shit.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. You think that everything she did was stupid shit?
I mean,
it's not. That's legit what you just said. Like, this woman has spent her whole life doing for others, and she takes this one opportunity to do everything she knows that she's capable of, and you're legit sitting here and going, why aren't you being a mother? Like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Excuse my language. Wow. I guess I'm mad. Like, are you serious? Like, you're really sitting here angry because she's not home and being barefoot and pregnant? Like, what? You're sitting here saying, oh my gosh, she left her kid. Like, her Diana is what? 9, 10. Okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying. She shouldn't have left her child. I hear you.
I mean, like,
but like, when asked, she said she would go back. Like, she at no point said she'd wanted to abandon her child. So that's not even the question. She's going back. But like, if there is an opportunity to explore the world, why would you not take it?
It's only because I know because of our knowledge of how the world was in the 1950s and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of racism. And
she had family. Her uncle was there. She's not like she was left alone in the world. She had her uncle, her cousin. Like, she was...
Her uncle and cousin. I'd rather have my parent. As someone who has two dead parents, I'd rather have my parent.
Yeah. I guess I feel that episode with Hippolyta, I felt
a wonderful episode.
Her struggle as someone who has always felt like they had to contain their greatness and was not able to be their full selves and has always played the role that they thought that they had to play, and for once was allowed to say I am and could be whatever they wanted and imagined themselves to be. I guess what I'm feeling now is you say, no, this is the role you have to play. Like, that just feels stifling and I don't like it. And I don't have any kids, you know, I'm a single person who is not tied down. So I don't know. Like, if someone gave me the opportunity to go and explore the world, I would go do that. But like I said, she was told that she could go back home or stay and explore the universe, and she chose to go back home. I mean, I thought it was weird that her third wish was to go and back to that morning where, you know, her last morning with her husband. But I mean, that was something she wanted to do. And that was nice because that was a role that she enjoyed playing. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what the last two episodes are going to bring. I think we're going to see the Equinox. We're going to see if Christina's going to get to be immortal. I don't know if Tick's going to die or not, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I think I hope we see some more magic spell casting, because that'd be cool. I do want to know. So the spell that they cast brought the monster that is now their like personal killing machine. Yo, the way they murked those cops. Whew. Yeah. That scene was. Can you imagine if we could, yo, if we could just call up monsters to get rid of bad cops?
That'd be great.
They would be scared of us. They, well, they clearly are. They are. We are a threat to the, we are a threat to them just walking down the street.
Yep, trying to give a person a handshake.
Oh, that then. Story was crazy. Here is this guy, Blue Lives Matter guy, call, you know, the police were called to help in a situation. He is there to explain to the cops what happened and gets shot. How is that happening? And he was one of theirs. He just happened to be black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens, mm-hmm. I guess. How sad. That was a very sad story. You know, there were a lot of sad stories this week. Two little babies got like killed this week in very horrible ways.
Yeah. I've seen one story. It's close near me. But I was like, that story is so messed up.
Yeah, there were some really horrible stories this week. I mean, and then there's some really boldness happening, and I don't know if it's because people have been cooped up inside too long or if like the news is just sick of, you know, politics stuff. I don't know, but like some of the stories that I've been hearing and seeing, it's just a lot. And I don't know if it's also because like we are just so on edge with everything that everything's just affecting us really strongly, but I'm sick of it. Like I would like some positive stuff to happen, or to hear about, you know what I mean? And I think on top of that too, there's not enough good, positive things happening in general, or if they are, I'm not hearing about it, you know?
I'm still scared about
what's the October surprise going to be as far as politics go. I mean, maybe the October surprise was him getting COVID, but, I'm still scared. And then him like asking about Hillary's emails. Like, are you serious? She's not even running. Why? What? Who cares?
She is running the best imaginary. Like, who
cares
ever.
About Hillary? Nobody cares. Like, no, like, stop it. Stop. I don't get it. Like, Hillary is minding her business and laughing at you. Everybody's laughing at you.
Pretty much. I'm kind of still waiting on that Herb McCain timeline. Stop saying that.
Please stop talking like that. I just need November 3rd to come so we know one way or the other. That's all I would like us to do. Because I'm just ready for us to just be finished. And so I say that to say, please vote. If you have early voting in your state, do so. If you can vote by mail and want to, you know, figure out how you do that, do that. And there are lots of tools out there. I'm sure we have an ad that plays during our show that explains how you can get more information about that. Do that because it's really, really important. So I suggest that you do that. All right. Movies that are coming out. They pushed back a whole lot of stuff, right? So things that were supposed to come out this month, they decided, we're going to do it next year. So Wonder Woman was supposed to come out this year. Then they changed their mind.
Well, technically, it's still on the schedule. I know it's going to move. Like, it's still scheduled for Christmas, but I'm like, it's going to move. like how Dune moved, how they just moved the Batman up
Oh, did you hear? Did you hear about
again, and I'm
Batman that
like,
they sent Robert Pattinson home because he wasn't in shape enough? Yes, they
what?
sent him home, and they were like, "You need to work out more."
Holy
This
shit.
is this week.
I didn't hear nothing about that one. I heard of could have been because I don't know. There's 2 weeks
He
of
did have COVID,
COVID
and he definitely wasn't working out.
yeah, no. True. But then let's see. I know Jurassic Dominion. That just got pushed back a year, and they just shut down. I think the other day because some people on the crew have COVID, so they're
I
shutting down for 2 weeks.
this COVID thing isn't going away.
It is not that TV show Young Sheldon to shut down because of COVID. A few others. I was like, this is going to be like the world we're in right now until there's a vaccine, a viable vaccine that we can actually trust.
Listen, well, I don't get the flu shot. And I know that I'm not dissuading anyone who does. It's not something that I do. I haven't had the flu, and I haven't had the flu. I don't know if what I got in February when I was really sick, I don't know if that was the flu or COVID. I have no idea. So who's to say, like, if I had gotten the flu shot, if I would have gotten sick in February? I don't know. But I don't know if I would take the COVID vaccine. I'm not sure. I'm also, I Am Legend is still a thing I'm worried about, which I know is weird and conspiracy theory and like silly, but I don't know. I'm concerned about any rushed vaccine that's not completely well tested. But if they, say that they've tested it well and the scientists are like, yes, it works, and they do all the right studies, then okay. Because I got my all my other booster shots and all that other stuff, so why not?
Yeah, I'm not taking unless
Yeah,
Fauci
well,
says
obviously
it's
we
good.
trust Fauci, obviously. Yes, if Fauci vouches for it, then yes, I'm all for it. Fauci is the man. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I started playing Dungeons and Dragons. Yes,
Really?
it is amazing. That game is so fun. How come no one told me before? So D&D, for those of you who aren't familiar, is a role-playing game that you can play online with friends. It's really good for this remote time, I'm telling you. You can create a character, and there's different scenarios. You have a dungeon master who will walk you through the scenarios, and with the roll of a die, you can come up with different things that happen to your character. And I mean, it's like my dream game. I get to role play, and it's very fun. It is very fun.
Yeah, a lot of creative people, especially a lot of writers in Hollywood, all play Dungeons and
Yeah,
Dragons.
I was unaware of how cool it was. So yeah, I just started. My main character is a high elf sorcerer, and she's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. I'm gonna create another character though. Who's gonna be her brother, but he's gonna be a half elf. So obviously her daddy was doing something on the side. But yeah, it's fun. Very fun. Are you playing Among Us? Super
Yes,
sus.
I am.
You're super sus for not telling me about that game, Rashawn. Why are you holding out on me? Why are you holding out on me?
I'm
You
so
know that I'm trying to get into gaming. Why are you holding out on me, sir?
The game popped on everyone's radar
It's been
within like
out
the
since
last month.
2018, though. So like you could have told me about it.
I never heard of it until
Right,
like
but
last
see how
month.
you heard about it last month? You couldn't put me on. I gotta hear about it from the streets.
I'm sorry, I don't feel like playing backstabbing you a couple
Oh,
times.
rude. Absolutely rude. All right, so do you get caught a lot? Do you get kicked out? Are you super sus? Are you super sus?
I've been playing it cool.
Yeah,
Been playing the
I play on
mobile
my phone.
version. It's fun.
So here's what I want to say. I posted it on my timeline. Standing still does not make you suspect. I am really a slow gamer, and I want people to like stop suspecting me because I'm slow at doing my tasks. Like I'm not I'm just slow.
If you are standing still, I'm gonna be like, you're
No.
shifty, you're standing
No,
right
I'm
there,
not
you're
plotting.
waiting,
I'm
you're
just
plotting.
slow. Leave me alone. Don't kick me out.
You got the
Don't
menu,
kick
you got the
me
menu
out.
open. I'm
I'm
like, you are
not. I'm just
sabotaging
slow.
us.
Leave me alone. People be trying to kick me out. I'd be like, nah, it's not me, son. It's not me. I'm innocent. But yeah, that game is fun. It's a fun game. Very fun game. We needed that in this. We needed a game that made us all suspicious of each other. Oh man, it's a very cool game though. I'm glad that the creators have like, and you should be supporting the creators, guys. Like buy the accoutrements and stuff and support them, and don't, bootleg stuff because it's only three people on that development team. That's what I have to say about that. Okay, it's been a while since we've done an either or, and I probably think we talked about this in a previous show. This or that, Rashawn. Now that we are in the month of October, it's officially autumn season. Do you prefer pumpkin spice or apple cider?
Apple
Yay!
cider.
Good choice. That is the correct answer. Because pumpkin spice is gross. Well, it is to me. You know how I feel. But pumpkin spice, not a fan. I know there are some of you listening who are pumpkin spice aficionados. Don't know why. It's not a thing. Did you see that Kraft made pumpkin spice mac and cheese? Why?
Yes.
People are very
People are
weird.
weird.
Very, very weird indeed. They have pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice everything. Have you ever been or ever had Bojangles? I had Bojangles for the
Yes.
first time recently. It's very good. It's really good.
It's delicious.
I had no idea. I was like, this is delicious. In a
Where
place
were
that
you
had
at?
Bojangles.
Oh.
Asking a lot of questions there.
Okay. Wait. You had Bojangles, so
No,
that
that's not
means
what
you've
that
been
means.
traveling.
Anyway, I had some Bojangles and it was delicious. And yeah, it was really good. And I'd never had it before. And there's like so many places like that, like around the US where like unless you're in that part of the country, you would never like experience that. You know, like you have to go to like California or out west to try what In-N-Out. Or like you have to go to the South area to try what is it, Jack in the Box? I don't think they have
Yeah.
Sonic everywhere either. Or maybe they do now. Maybe Sonic's everywhere. I don't know if they have Sonic out west, actually. But what is there anything like local to New Jersey? You
I
have a
love
Wawa in
Wawa,
New
that's for
Jersey?
sure. That's what, yeah,
I don't
we
have
love
a
Wawa here,
Wawa. I
dude.
want a Wawa.
Have gr
Did you see the
Yeah, like Florida got lucky because they just got them like a year or two ago. I'm like they like it's like they I just
Yes,
saw
I
a
was
video
just
of, like Clive
about to
discovering
bring that
Wawa
up.
for the
Did you
first time.
see his video? I mean, this man, it was like he discovered heaven. He was like, "Why didn't y'all tell me about Wawa?" I was like, "Listen, I want to go to Wawa so bad." Just watching that video, he made it sound like it was like the best place on earth. Is it really that
It
good?
is. It is. It is. It is. Yes, the hoagies are amazing. The food is amazing. It's just the best like gas station convenience store chain there is. It's like when you compare 7-Eleven and Wawa, there's no competition. It's always gonna be Wawa.
Wawa. Yeah, so I don't I gotta get me to a Wawa, I guess. I guess I gotta find a Wawa. We don't have that here. We don't have Wawa. Yeah, I saw that video and I was like, oh, I want that. 'Cause it sounds amazing. It's the little things, you know? Like in this time of COVID. It's like the little things. That video made me so happy. I still refuse to use TikTok. I have an account because when they said that they were going to ban it, I was like, well, they're going to ban new accounts. I said, well, let me make sure I get an account before that happens. So I have an account, but I refuse to use it. We still probably should make one for the show, though. Yeah, we should probably make it to an impossible account on TikTok. I don't know. It's really difficult in this age because there's so much, like we would be talking about so many movies right now because there would be so many scary movies coming out, like on the movie theater, but they're not.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I had gotten a screener. I think it was last week.
Did you
I'm
go?
like,
Are you gonna go?
what is no,
Why didn't you go?
I
I
didn't
thought you were
go.
gonna
I'm like,
go. You're
I'm
not
not
going. Are you
going.
scared of the movie theater?
Don't trust it, but. I don't trust other people in there, but I trust myself, but I don't trust other people. But I did enjoy another screener I had gotten, an online screener. Thank you, Amazon, because you're actually doing it right, sending out online screeners. I just gotta wait for
That
that
Borat
Borat one
movie
to come out.
seems interesting. Oh, did you watch Ilona Holmes? I've heard
No, I
really
have
good
not watched it.
things.
I have as well, so
Yeah,
I'm
I've heard
definitely, it's
really
gonna be
good
on my
things.
list to
And
watch.
what's his face? Superman as Sherlock Holmes? Like that just seems interesting.
Yeah, apparently he's caring.
That's new.
It's more of like of how Sherlock was apparently in like the later years or something, and so. Yeah, like how he's supposed to be like caring for his
Yeah,
family.
I like
I was
the
like, okay, that's a different take.
I like the premise of the show. The other show I want to see is, oh gosh, what is that name of that show? Hatch, not Hatchet. The one about the nurse. Ratchet. I said Hatchet. Yes,
Ratchet.
Ratchet looks quite interesting.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one. I gotta watch
Well, you know I'm not watching
Haunting of
that. That
Bly
just sounds evil.
House. No, it's actually apparently it's a ghost love story this time around. So I'm like interested in that one instead of like the first season with Haunting of Hill House, which was basically This Is Us meets
Yeah, that
a
doesn't.
horror
I didn't see
movie.
This Is Us, so I don't know anything about that. Do you watch One Piece? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not picking that up because it's too long, but yeah, I'm just not picking it up.
Yeah, it's like
Yeah, just,
on like in
someone
the nine
recommended
hundreds.
it to me and tried to explain it to me, and it sounded interesting, but then not, and it's just too long. So no, I'm not gonna do it. I don't think I would like it actually.
I'd say you would like it, but it is very long. It's just a lot to going through there, to get
Yeah, I
through
just think
all those
it's too
episodes.
late at this point.
Oh.
I'm just like, I'm good. Maybe if I'm bored at some point, which I won't be, there's just a lot of television to consume. So I think that I'm good at this point. Yeah, I think Ratchet is something I'll watch. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out like what I'll get into after Lovecraft is over and now that The Boys is done. Because I mean, I was very happy having some serials to watch because you know I enjoy weekly things. Because that helps me watch things. When it's all out there already, I'm not really good at like watching it. So I don't know. I need another series to watch.
Don't worry, we got the end of the month. Mandalorian coming
It's
back
so
soon.
excited. I cannot wait for Mandalorian. And then when does WandaVision hit us?
I kind of feel like WandaVision is gonna end up being like
Yeah, that
right
makes
after the
sense.
Mandalorian.
That'd be a good plan for them.
Yeah, because I know they're finishing up filming for Falcon and Winter Soldier in Prague right now, so they're almost done that. I think they said they only had to do like 2 weeks of shooting, so once that's done and everything, then they can go to editing and try to get that out maybe around February, March-ish, around there. Because we got like a lot of news of movie stuff coming out with
Oh
Spider-Man
my
3
gosh. Yes, we did not
with
talk
Doctor
about
Strange.
that. Okay. So, we heard that Jamie Foxx was tied to Spider-Man 3, and everyone was like, "What are you talking about?" Everyone was like, "What do you mean you're going to come back and play what is it? Electro? From Amazing
Yes,
Spider, right? And
from
everyone was like, that doesn't
Amazing.
make sense. Why would you come back? And then we heard there was a rumor that the other two Spider-Man men were might be involved. And everyone, like a lot of people were like, no, that doesn't mean, no, that's just like fan, whatever. But then we heard that Doctor Strange was going to be involved in Spider-Man 3. So now, what?
It's I feel like the Doctor Strange stuff is going to be in Spider-Man 3, kind of setting up of two different things. They can, because they already have WandaVision, and they're going to be messing with dimensional stuff there with Wanda bringing Vision back and some of that stuff. Then you have Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, who Kevin Feige said at one point in time can cross dimensions, which will be a good thing if you're gonna let Sony mess with Spider-Man a little bit and put him in some of those movies that they want to have.
Spider-Man and Venom.
And you also have
Spider-Man and
like the
Venom.
Morbius one. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Venom popped up in Spider-Man 3. Would not even be surprised with you seeing a version of Ned Leeds as Hobgoblin pop up as well.
Oh my God, he looks so
That
good.
just got
I
sick.
was like, okay, Ned,
I was like,
I see you. Getting all slim and fit. I see you, boo.
yeah, so seeing with that one, there's also rumors of Dane DeHaan, who played Harry Osborn in Amazing Spider-Man 2 popping up,
I do
even
not
possibly
want to see
Kirsten
Kristen
Dunst.
Dunst. I really 100% do not want to see her. Like, please, please keep her off the screen.
The last good thing that I
Listen,
remember seeing her in was in Fargo season 2, and
no.
she was
She
good
need
in
to go
that
sit
one.
down somewhere. No, Kristen Dunst. No. Ugh. Ugh. Of all the squishy face girls, she is probably the
But like,
absolute worst of all of them. Come on. You have to agree.
right, that's fine. Like me, I would love to see Tobey Maguire, Andrew
You love
Garfield
Tobey
in
Maguire, and
this.
I don't know why.
I'm not. I kind of don't want Tobey to come as back as Spider-Man.
What?
I don't want him to be Uncle Ben.
No.
Yes, he's old enough. Saying that he was like he was married to, like have him be saying he was the Uncle Ben teen or something like that in like another dimension or something like a flashback or something. Because that would have been fine, like him not being coming back as Peter Parker, but being like he was Uncle Ben who died because we never really got to see the Uncle Ben stuff for this Peter Parker at all. Like the only thing that we had was just like this little briefcase, like his luggage case, which was Ben Parker's. Then he had
I
in
don't
Homecoming.
need to see it.
I
I'm
mean, Far
good.
From Home and Far From Home, yeah. Yeah, but just that, and I would not be surprised because of how they set it up in Homecoming to have Donald Glover's
I listen,
character
if they
mention
find
his
a
nephew.
way to work in Miles, they got all my money.
I mean, they really can because you have Donald Glover's characters talking about Miles in Homecoming. Then we had the blip, which makes it 5 years later. So we don't know how old the kid was then. He could be just maybe about 11 or 12 or something like that, and you get a glimpse of him now, like a little stinger or something at the end of 3. Then eventually you kind of do what they do with the current Spider-Man game right now, how Peter is mentoring Miles. Like Peter's 23, Miles is just turned 17, 18, and like and Peter's been doing this since he's been 50, for like 8 years. And now Miles is just getting his powers and Peter's mentoring Miles and everything else like that with like a 5 year age gap between each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of perfect. But I just love that you're trying to go into the multiverse, the weirdness, because you got that multiverse stuff going on. Then you got the multiverse stuff that they have with the Flash that's going to happen with Flashpoint or whatever, how they ever they do it with like the multiple Batmans, multiple Flashes, probably even probably going to have like the TV Flash show up on there, like how Ezra Miller popped up on the Flash TV show for an episode. So it's all up in the air right now. I still need Warner Brothers to address that thing because I'm like, cops were called on Ezra Miller at that bar for putting hands on that woman. They still haven't
Yeah,
addressed that.
isn't there a new oh, somebody was telling me that there is a new not to switch. I am switching. I'm switching to DC. No, you just mentioned The Flash, didn't you? Yes. So there's a Flash movie coming
Yeah.
out where they were gonna have all the Batmans.
Yeah, you got Michael Keaton coming back. You have Ben Affleck coming back. You possibly might even have Christian Bale because he is starting to do comic book stuff again because he is in Thor, Thor: Love and
What is he gonna be in?
Thunder. So I don't know, but he's on there. He's doing it because Tyga's doing it.
I mean,
So
Christian
I
Bale
think
can
he's the
play
villain.
anything. That man can do whatever he wants. He's such an amazing actor. Oh, but I was gonna say is on the HBO Max, there is a Harley Quinn show that I heard was really good.
Yes.
So again, holding out
Oh, it
on
is
me, how did
amazing.
you not tell me about this?
I'm sorry, I completely forgot I have not mentioned this. I don't know. I thought I had mentioned this before. Like the Harley Quinn show is amazing right now. It is perfect. Alan Tudyk does a great Joker. Is it Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory does a great Harley Quinn. It is perfect. King Shark is my favorite character. Yeah, you got to get on that one.
Okay, yes. What else was I gonna say? Yeah, so I definitely miss superhero movies. I'm going through withdrawal. I guess I need to get on watching all of the superhero shows that I haven't been watching. So perhaps I will check out that Harley Quinn show. Because I've heard really good things about it. But I miss my superhero movies a lot, a lot, a lot. Someone on Facebook was doing a rewatch of all the MCU movies. I'm like, that'll get me through the end of the year. That would definitely get me through the end of the year, watching all the MCU movies again. Because they really are. They were really well
They're great
done.
movies.
I seem so long ago since Iron Man, though, right? So long. All right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What else is coming up? I think we've discussed, I don't know, there's not, I feel like Lovecraft Country, now that The Boys is done, Lovecraft Country is really all I have to look forward to until The Mandalorian comes out.
Yeah, it's like everything's kind of
Yeah.
lining up perfectly. I'm still gonna hate
I
every
love it.
week by week. I want all my Mandalorian at once. I wish they would do that, but they're not.
Nope, they're not. And I love it. It's so good. Because then we can sit and talk about the show.
I just hope. Yeah. You see that trailer for
No, what
American
trailer?
Gods?
Where?
Yeah, there was a teaser because you forget this weekend was New York
Yes.
Comic
Oh,
Con
yes. We didn't even talk
online.
about that. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. I did not see the trailer. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. My radar is not good. Okay. No, I didn't. Thank you for bringing that up so I can look at that.
Yeah, I was I didn't
I
I
did not. It was
forgot it
still on
was
my
New York
calendar
Comic Con
because I was
weekend.
very sad. Like my Google announcement was like New York Comic Con, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot I shut off all my alarms for that stuff. I was like, yeah, the hotel
Yeah, I
room is
canceled my
canceled, all
hotel
that
and all
stuff. I was
that
like,
before.
yeah.
Well, that had I booked? No, I hadn't booked anything. I had booked for some other things that I had to cancel. Oh, so sad this year. I'm so sad this year. Like, you know how many cons I had planned?
I know,
I was
like
gonna
this
go
year,
to
how it.
Awesome Con. No, C2E2, Awesome Con. I was gonna go to Leaky Con, but at least that's okay because I would have been mad because I would have been going to Leaky Con right around the time JK lost her mind. So I probably would have been upset.
Yeah, JK can't
I would have been
stop
mad. You know
doing
what I
what
mean?
she's
Like,
doing.
right around the time she, like, I would have had my tickets and booked and everything, right? You know what I mean? Like, I would have been upset. So I guess it's okay that whatever. Because she lost her mind. Like, I'm really upset at her. Like, I'm really mad that she has done that. But what can be done? Nothing, I guess. She dug deep. But then, well, who is it? Stephen King and Octavia Butler and someone else, they all got together to write a piece about transgender and like how they support the community. And I'm like, if that don't beat all, they were like, we're gonna counter her. And I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of the other Stephen King show that's going to be coming on in December
Oh,
with The
that's right. I did
Stand.
hear about that. I did hear about that.
It's going to be on. And with was it James Marsden? Who is was it? I forget. It's one of the Skarsgård brothers. The one with from True Blood. He's playing like he's playing like the villain.
Oh,
Whoopi Goldberg's in it.
Whoopi? She hasn't
I
been.
was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I was like, yep.
It has been a
It's been a
long
while.
while
It's been a
since
while.
we've seen Whoopi in anything.
I think the last time we've seen her
Yes,
do was
it's
a movie
been
with Charlie
a
Sheen.
very long while. Okay. I like Whoopi's acting. Like, I always thought she was really good.
Yeah,
But,
she's an
right. She's an
EGOT. She has
EGOT.
an EGOT, so
So,
yeah.
she knows what she's doing. Yeah. Oy, oy, oy. You know who I haven't heard a lot from? You know what? That's because I don't watch cable. Is Oprah just really quiet these days, or is she just in areas I don't frequent?
I'm not really sure. Like, I really haven't heard anything. Like, nothing for Oprah. But I'm like, she probably just like,
Cause like
it's COVID. It's really due.
Did she come out and say Joe, that she was for Joe? Did she, you know what I mean? Like, how she was
I
like
don't even know.
out and about for Obama and, campaigning and stuff. I mean, I realize that, we're not doing a lot of campaigning or anything for right now because of COVID, but like, she's not even doing any like videos and stuff or, talking to the people about things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just haven't seen her. Like, she hasn't been visible. Or maybe she is, and I'm just not in those circles.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't know. I don't know. Do you watch Greenleaf?
No, I do not. I would only watch that show just for Keith David, but that's about it. But I've not watched it.
Yeah, I've
Isn't
never
it?
seen it. It's on
Yeah,
her network, right? It's on her.
Oprah. Yeah, it's on the own network. Yeah, I know it's like I know it's also on Netflix. I think it's like 5 seasons of it.
Oh, wow. They're up to five already? Wow, okay.
It's something like that. Okay, Oprah has been working. Like I kind of did.
Yeah,
Like
no,
she
she
has
has
been in some
been.
movies, like.
She's been doing stuff. I just haven't heard from her, but she's definitely been working. I just
Like,
haven't seen her. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to put it.
yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like, it's nothing like we was like blockbuster thing that we would see. Like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay. She's been like the last couple of things. Like, okay, she did that movie. Nobody's Fool with Tiffany Haddish in there. Then she did a movie. Called 9/11 with Charlie Sheen. I'm like,
That is
okay.
the second time that you've mentioned Charlie Sheen in a little bit. That's crazy.
Yeah, then she also did another one with another movie with Melissa Leo, Tessa Thompson, Anna Paquin. That was like last year, like 2 years ago. I was like, okay.
Oh.
Oprah's still, yeah, I was like, Oprah's still out here. Okay. I mean, Whoopi still out here and everything. So I'm like, okay, good. But
Interesting. Interessante. I had no idea, but I guess I wasn't checking for him like that.
Same.
You know who needs to stay out the movie theater and out of movies is Jay-Z's wife.
Don't worry, she won't ruin Lion King again. Don't worry.
I mean, she bet not.
I mean,
Although,
it's gonna be a whole different story, but you know.
yes, because they did say that they're making another live action one. Why?
Yeah.
Why are they making another live action one? What is the
It's
reason?
Barry Jen it's Barry Jenkins. It's Barry Jenkins, so
No,
I have faith.
there's no reason to do it. First of all, the first live action one was trash.
It made
I
$1.6 billion.
don't
That's
care.
why.
I don't care. It was dumb. It was not good.
$1.6 billion.
Oh, it's not going to be a good movie, Rashawn.
It's Barry Jenkins. The man did Moonlight. The man did Bill Street Can Talk.
It's not going to be a good movie.
It's a brand new story, and he's doing it. So I have more faith in him than. We don't know this.
It's not going to be
It's
good.
a. We don't know this.
It's not going to be good.
They might give him emotions.
It's not going to be good.
If they give him emotions, you won't be complaining, will you?
If you say so, if you say so.
Kind of like those comparing like the Lion King and the one y'all wanted. Yeah, they gave
I
him
mean,
emotions like that.
they could have made, listen, there are so many videos on YouTube showing how they could have made that movie actually good that it makes me angry. Just like when they redid Sonic. Like, if average people at home can make your movie better, that's a problem.
I'm just saying. I'm like the movie, like you sequel, because there's multiple Lion King movies, and it made $1.657 billion on a $260 million budget. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be there. So hopefully, it's good. I can't wait to see what happens, and let's just hope for a better story, because this time it's not going to be like The Lion King 2 or whatever. It's going to be their own version of the movie, and it's Barry Jenkins crafting the story. So I have more faith in him, and since he's going to be doing this movie for Disney, I could possibly see him doing a Marvel movie later on after this, which would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I don't want to see it. I mean, I will because it's a Disney movie, but I don't want to. I feel like it would be under pressure, under duress.
I was gonna say, like, I know you don't want to see it, but you're gonna see it anyway because
Under
it's
duress,
Disney.
I will see it because I'm a completionist, but I don't want to. Because gross.
I bet you it makes you cry.
No.
I got faith in Barry Jenkins.
I mean, that's fine. That's understandable. All right, this has been a very long podcast. We're making up for, not that long, over an hour. But I think we should find another show to watch and give critique on we're both going to watch. So we should
All
think about that. We should think about what that will be. I have some ideas, but until Mandalorian comes, we'll think about what we'll discuss, because I think we do well when we talk about the same shows, although our tastes vary.
right.
Yeah, I don't know. This October, you don't have any scary movies to enamor me with. Or at least if you're watching them, you're not telling me about them.
Nah, I gotta just watch Haunting of Bly House, see how that goes.
Cool. All right. Well, as always, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I encourage all of our listeners to leave us some feedback on all the places that you can do that. On Apple, you can leave us a review. On Anchor, feel free to leave us a recording or a review there as well. We are available to listen on all the places that you can listen to podcasts, even iHeartRadio.
Amazon podcast as well.
Oh yeah, everywhere. Everywhere you can listen to a podcast, we are there. So take us with you. Tell your friends, tell your friends' friends, tell your mama. We are gonna expand a little bit and tell you more about other ways that you can connect with us. But we want to hear from you. We'd love feedback. We are also on Twitter, 2AP Studios, Instagram, same thing, and Two and a Possible on Facebook. Reach out to us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Rashawn, it was wonderful talking to you this evening.
So you're great talking to me as well.
And I will see you next week or later this week. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. All right.
Bye.